Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Avram Goldhart, and today we're Masechas Ksubas, Daf Kuf Zayin, the 13th Perek, Shnei Dayane. The Zichu Masechas Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three drops we're going to focus on are: one, the Gemara brings Malchokas on a rhyme regarding a husband who went overseas, and his wife wants to be supported from his estate during his absence. Rav says, Poskim Mizonas Le'isha's Ish, we provide support for the man's wife out of his property. But Shmuel says we do not, and that Rav would agree with me, that during the first 3 months of the husband's absence, we do not give her support, Levishain Adam Meniach Beisel Reikon, because a man would not leave his house empty. The Gemara clarifies that they disagree where it's not known if the husband died. Rav says we provide support from his property because he's chayv to support her, but Shmuel says we do not provide support. Razvid says Shmuel's reason is that we can say that he deposited bundles of money with her to pay for her support. Rav Papa says Shmuel's reason is we suspect that he might have told her, take your earnings in place of your food. The nafka meaning between them is a case where a woman is an adult and her earnings are not sufficient to support her. The husband could have given her bundles of money, but could not have stipulated that she supports herself. Another nafka mina is a wife who is a minor, who does have sufficient earnings, but would not have been trusted with bundles of money. The Gemara brings numerous challenges to Shmuel's position. Point number two, the Gemara brings a braisa to challenge Shmuel that stated that if a husband went overseas and his wife demands her support, based in Yordan, Nechosav Zanim and Farnasim Leishto, Avolo Levanu Venosa Avolo Dava Acher, Basin goes down to his property and supports and maintains his wife, but not his sons or daughters nor something else. The Braisa explicitly says that the wife is supported from his property. But Papa answered the Braisa is referring to a case, Sheshama Bo Shemes Be'edochad, where the wife heard that her husband died through the testimony of one aide. She may marry on the strength of one aide, and she may also receive support, but the sons and daughters may not take their father's possessions on the strength of one witness, nor may they get support. For inheritance to take effect, two aidim are required. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Mishal Chamidini Siyam, Ba'amad Elchad Uvirna says Ishto. If someone went overseas and another person arose and supported his wife in his absence, Hanan says, Iber Esma Osav, the person has lost his money. Rashi explains that the husband didn't ask to borrow the money. And the Rishonim explained that Hanan holds that the person can only be compensated where he provides a tangible benefit to the husband, such as repairing a fence, but not where he only prevented a loss. But the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim disagreed with Hanan and said, Yishava kama hotz mi'ito, he may swear how much he spent and collect the amount for the husband. They hold that even though he acted without permission and only prevented a loss, he is entitled to compensation. Rabbi Dosim and Harkin disagree with him, but Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said, Yafa amra Hanan hiniach mo'osav al keren hatzvi. Hanan spoke well, the man places money on the horn of a deer, meaning he put his money in a place that would likely be lost. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara brings Malchokas on a rhyme regarding a husband who went overseas, and his wife wants to be supported from his estate during his absence. Rav says, Poskim Mizonas Le'isha's Ish, we provide support for the man's wife out of his property. But Shmuel says we do not, and that Rav would agree with me, that during the first 3 months of the husband's absence, we do not give her support, Levishain Adam Meniach Beisel Reikon, because a man would not leave his house empty. The Gemara clarifies that they disagree where it's not known if the husband died. Rav says we provide support from his property because he's chayv to support her, but Shmuel says we do not provide support. Razvid says Shmuel's reason is that we can say that he deposited bundles of money with her to pay for her support. Rav Papa says Shmuel's reason is we suspect that he might have told her, take your earnings in place of your food. The nafka meaning between them is a case where a woman is an adult and her earnings are not sufficient to support her. The husband could have given her bundles of money, but could not have stipulated that she supports herself. Another nafka mina is a wife who is a minor, who does have sufficient earnings, but would not have been trusted with bundles of money. The Gemara brings numerous challenges to Shmuel's position. Point number two, the Gemara brings a braisa to challenge Shmuel that stated that if a husband went overseas and his wife demands her support, based in Yordan, Nechosav Zanim and Farnasim Leishto, Avolo Levanu Venosa Avolo Dava Acher, Basin goes down to his property and supports and maintains his wife, but not his sons or daughters nor something else. The Braisa explicitly says that the wife is supported from his property. But Papa answered the Braisa is referring to a case, Sheshama Bo Shemes Be'edochad, where the wife heard that her husband died through the testimony of one aide. She may marry on the strength of one aide, and she may also receive support, but the sons and daughters may not take their father's possessions on the strength of one witness, nor may they get support. For inheritance to take effect, two aidim are required. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Mishal Chamidini Siyam, Ba'amad Elchad Uvirna says Ishto. If someone went overseas and another person arose and supported his wife in his absence, Hanan says, Iber Esma Osav, the person has lost his money. Rashi explains that the husband didn't ask to borrow the money, And the Rishonim explained that Hanan holds that a person can only be compensated where he provides a tangible benefit to the husband, such as repairing a fence, but not where he only prevented a loss. But the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim disagreed with Hanan and said, Yishav kamahotz mi'ito, he may swear how much he spent and collect the amount for the husband. They hold that even though he acted without permission and only prevented a loss, he is entitled to compensation. Rabbi Dosman and Harkin disagree with him, but Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said, Yafa amra Hanan hiniach mo'osav al keren hatzvi. Hanan spoke well, the man places money on the horn of a deer, meaning he put his money in a place that it would likely be lost. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Kuf Zayin, and this sim was suggested to us by Baruch Lev from Baltimore, as well as by Kobe Melkin from Yerushalayim. They both suggested that Kuf Zayin is couscous, the small balls of semolina, which is served with the stew and some Mediterranean dish. So couscous is our simmon. So here goes. The wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas dropped the boxes when she was informed by one aide that her husband died, letting her get support from his property but not permitting his heirs to take possession of his estate and making the man who voluntarily supported her during her husband's absence lose hope he'd ever get repaid. So once again, in slow motion. The wife busy buying couscous. Couscous? That must be earned off Kuf Zayin. The wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas Marayim regarding a husband who went overseas and his wife wants to be supported from his estate during his absence. Rav says, poskim mizonos le'eshes ish, we provide support for the man's wife out of his property, but Shmuel says we do not. Rav Zvid says Shmuel's reason is that we can say that he deposited bundles of money with her to pay for her support. Rav Papa says Shmuel's reason is that we suspect that he might have told her, take your earnings in place of your food. So the wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas, dropped the boxes when she was informed by one witness that her husband died, letting her get support from his property, but not permitting his heirs to take possession of his estate, which reminds us, Rav Papa explained that a braisa was referring to a case, Shashama bo shemes be'edachot, where the wife heard that her husband died through the testimony of one witness. She may marry on the strength of one witness and may also receive support, but the sons and daughters may not take their father's possessions on the strength of one aid, nor may they get support. For inheritance to take effect, two aidim are required. So the wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas dropped the boxes when she was informed by one witness that her husband died, letting her get support from his property, but not permitting his heirs to take possession of his estate, and making the man who voluntarily supported her during her husband's absence lose hope he'd ever get repaid. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if someone went overseas and another person arose and supported his wife in his absence, Hanan says, Ibed es ma'osav, the person has lost his money. But the B'nai Kohanim Gadolim disagreed with Hanan and said, Yishava kamahotz v'yitol, he may swear how much he spent and collect the amount from the husband. They hold that even though he acted without permission and only prevented a loss, he is entitled to compensation. Rabbi Dosman and Harkin disagree with him, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yafa amar Hanan hiniach ma'osav al keren hatzvi. Hanan spoke well, the man places money on the horn of a deer, meaning he put his money in a place that would likely be lost. So once again, the wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas, dropped the boxes when she was informed by one witness that her husband died, letting her get support from his property, but not permitting his heirs to take possession of his estate, and making the man who voluntarily supported her during her husband's absence lose hope he'd ever get repaid. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.